Chapter 6. Place where I can see what is described here. It is possible I may know it. Apostrophe. He was panting and could hardly speak, but he showed a copy of the newly printed bill that was still wet upon the wall. Perhaps its newness, or perhaps the accuracy of his observation of its general look, guided Gaffer to a ready conclusion. This gentleman, Mr. Lightwood, is on that business. Apostrophe, Mr. Lightwood? Apostrophe, apostrophe. During a pause, Mortimer and the stranger confronted each other. Neither knew the other. I think, sir, apostrophe, said Mortimer, breaking the awkward silence with his airy self-possession, that you did me the honor to mention my name? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I repeated it, after this man. Apostrophe, you said you were a stranger in London? Apostrophe, apostrophe, another stranger. Apostrophe, are you seeking a Mr. Harmon? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, then I believe I can assure you that you are on a fruitless errand, and will not find what you fear to find. Will you come with us? Apostrophe, a little winding through some muddy alleys that might have been deposited by the last ill-savored tide, brought them to the wicket gate and bright lamp of a police station, where they found the night inspector, with a pen and ink and ruler, posting up his books in a whitewashed office, as studiously as if he were in a monastery on top of a mountain, and no howling fury of a drunken woman were banging herself against a cell door in the backyard at his elbow. With the same air of a recluse much given to study, he desisted from his books to bestow a distrustful nod of recognition upon Gaffer, plainly importing, "Ah, we know all about you, and you'll overdo it someday." Apostrophe, and to inform Mr. Mortimer Lightwood and friends that he would attend them immediately. Then, he finished ruling the work he had in hand. It might have been illuminating a missal, he was so calm, in a very neat and methodical manner, showing not the slightest consciousness of the woman who was banging herself with increased violence, and shrieking most terrifically for some other woman's liver. A bullseye, apostrophe, said the night inspector, taking up his keys, which a deferential satellite produced. Now, gentlemen. Apostrophe, with one of his keys, he opened a cool grot at the end of the yard, and they all went in. They quickly came out again, no one speaking but Eugene, who remarked to Mortimer, in a whisper, not much worse than Lady Tippins. Apostrophe, so, back to the whitewashed library of the monastery with that liver still in shrieking requisition, as it had been loudly, while they looked at the silent sight they came to see, and there through the merits of the case as summed up by the abbot. No clue to how body came into river. Very often was no clue. Too late to know for certain whether injuries received before or after death. One excellent surgical opinion said, before. Other excellent surgical opinion said, after. Steward of ship in which gentleman came home passenger, had been round to view, and could swear to identity. Likewise could swear to clothes. And then, you see, you had the papers too. How was it he had totally disappeared on leaving ship, till found in river? Well, probably had been upon some little game. Probably thought it a harmless game, wasn't up to things, and it turned out a fatal game. Inquest tomorrow, and no doubt open verdict. It appears to have knocked your friend over, knocked him completely off his legs, apostrophe, Mr. Inspector remarked, when he had finished his summing up. It has given him a bad turn, to be sure. Apostrophe, this was said in a very low voice, and with a searching look, not the first he had cast at the stranger. Mr. Lightwood explained that it was no friend of his. Indeed? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector, with an attentive ear. Where did you pick him up? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Lightwood explained further. Mr. Inspector had delivered his summing up, and had added these words, with his elbows leaning on his desk, and the fingers and thumb of his right hand, fitting themselves to the fingers and thumb of his left. Mr. Inspector moved nothing but his eyes, as he now added, raising his voice. Turned you faint, sir? Seems you're not accustomed to this kind of work? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the stranger, who was leaning against the chimney piece with drooping head, looked round and answered, No. It's a horrible sight. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you expected to identify, I am told, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, have you identified? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. It's a horrible sight. Oh. A horrible, horrible sight. Apostrophe, who did you think it might have been? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Inspector. Give us a description, sir. Perhaps we can help you. Apostrophe, no, no, apostrophe, said the stranger. It would be quite useless. Good night. Apostrophe, Mr. Inspector had not moved, and had given no order. But, the satellite slipped his back against the wicket, and laid his left arm along the top of it, and with his right hand turned the bullseye he had taken from his chief in quite a casual manner towards the stranger. You missed a friend, you know, or you missed a foe, you know, or you wouldn't have come here, you know. Well then, ain't it reasonable to ask, who was it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, thus, Mr. Inspector. You must excuse my telling you. No class of man can understand better than you that families may not choose to publish their disagreements and misfortunes, except on the last necessity. I do not dispute that you discharge your duty in asking me the question. You will not dispute my right to withhold the answer. Good night. Apostrophe, again he turned towards the wicket, where the satellite, with his eye upon his chief, remained a dumb statue. At least, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector, you will not object to leave me your card, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I should not object, if I had one, but I have not. Apostrophe, he reddened, and was much confused as he gave the answer. At least, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector, with no change of voice or manner, you will not object to write down your name and address. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not at all. Apostrophe, Mr. Inspector dipped a pen in his inkstand, and deftly laid it on a piece of paper close beside him, then resumed his former attitude. The stranger stepped up to the desk, and wrote in a rather tremulous hand, Mr. Inspector taking sidelong note of every hair of his head, when it was bent down for the purpose, Mr. Julius Hanford, Exchequer Coffee House, Palace Yard, Westminster. Apostrophe, staying there, I presume, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, staying there. Apostrophe, consequently, from the country? Apostrophe, apostrophe, eh? Yes, from the country. Apostrophe, good night, sir. Apostrophe, the satellite removed his arm, and opened the wicket, and Mr. Julius Hanford went out. Reserve. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector. Take care of this piece of paper, keep him in view without giving offense, ascertain that he is staying there, and find out anything you can about him. Apostrophe, the satellite was gone. And Mr. Inspector, becoming once again the quiet abbot of that monastery, dipped his pen in his ink, and resumed his books. The two friends who had watched him, more amused by the professional manner than suspicious of Mr. Julius Hanford, inquired before taking their departure to whether he believed there was anything that really looked bad here? The abbot replied with reticence, couldn't say. If a murder, anybody might have done it. Burglary or pocket-picking wanted apprenticeship. Not so, murder. We were all of us up to that. Had seen scores of people come to identify, and never saw one person struck in that particular way. Might, however, have been stomach and not mind. If so, rum stomach. But to be sure there were rum everythings. Pity there was not a word of truth in that superstition about bodies bleeding when touched by the hand of the right person. You never got a sign out of bodies. You got row enough out of such as her. She was good for all night now, referring here to the banging demands for the liver, but you got nothing out of bodies, if it was ever so. Apostrophe, there being nothing more to be done until the inquest was held next day, the friends went away together, and Gaffer Hexam and his son went their separate way. But, arriving at the last corner, Gaffer bade his boy go home, while he turned into a red-curtained tavern that stood dropsically bulging over the causeway for a half a pint. Apostrophe, the boy lifted the latch he had lifted before, and found his sister again seated before the fire at her work, who raised her head upon his coming in and asking, "Where did you go, Liz?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "I went out in the dark." Apostrophe, "There was no necessity for that. It was all right enough." Apostrophe, "One of the gentlemen, the one who didn't speak while I was there, looked hard at me. And I was afraid he might know what my face meant. But there. Don't mind me, Charlie. I was all in a tremble of another sort, when you owned to father you could write a little." Apostrophe, "Ah. But I made believe I wrote so badly, as that it was odds, if anyone could read it. And when I wrote slowest, and smeared but with my finger most, father was best pleased, as he stood looking over me." Apostrophe, the girl put aside her work, and drawing her seat close to his seat by the fire, laid her arm gently on his shoulder. "You'll make the most of your time, Charlie, won't you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, won't I? Come. I like that. Don't I? Apostrophe, yes, Charlie, yes. You work hard at your learning, I know. And I work a little, Charlie, and plan and contrive a little, wake out of my sleep contriving sometimes, how to get together a shilling now, and a shilling then, that shall make father believe you are beginning to earn a stray living along shore. Apostrophe, you are father's favorite, and can make him believe anything. Apostrophe, I wish I could, Charlie. For if I could make him believe that learning was a good thing, and that we might lead better lives, I should be amost content to die. Apostrophe, don't talk stuff about dying, Liz. Apostrophe, she placed her hands in one another on his shoulder, and laying her rich brown cheek against them as she looked down at the fire, went on thoughtfully. Of an evening, Charlie, when you are at the school, and father's apostrophe at the six jolly fellowship porters, apostrophe, the boy struck in, with a backward nod of his head towards the public house. Yes. Then as I sit a-looking at the fire, I seem to see in the burning coal like where that glow is now apostrophe, that's gas, that is, apostrophe, said the boy, coming out of a bit of a forest that's been under the mud, that was under the water in the days of Noah's Arkansas. Look here. When I take the poker so, and give it a dig apostrophe, don't disturb it, Charlie, or it'll be all in a blaze. It's that dull glow near it, coming and going, that I mean. When I look at it of an evening, it comes like pictures to me, Charlie. Apostrophe, show us a picture, apostrophe, said the boy. Tell us where to look. Apostrophe, ah. It wants my eyes, Charlie. Apostrophe, cut away then, and tell us what your eyes make of it. Apostrophe, why, there are you and me, Charlie, when you were quite a baby, that never knew a mother. Apostrophe, don't go saying I never knew a mother, apostrophe, interposed the boy, for I knew a little sister, that was sister and mother both. Apostrophe, the girl laughed delightedly, and her eyes filled with pleasant tears, as he put both his arms round her waist, and so held her. There are you and me, Charlie, when father was away at work, and locked us out, for fear we should set ourselves afire or fall out of window, sitting on the door sill, sitting on other doorsteps, sitting on the bank of the river, wandering about to get through the time. You are rather heavy to carry, Charlie, and I am often obliged to rest. Sometimes we are sleepy, and fall asleep together in a corner, sometimes we are very hungry, sometimes we are a little frightened, but what is oftenest hard upon us is the cold. You remember, Charlie? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I remember, apostrophe, said the boy, pressing her to him twice or thrice, that I snuggled under a little shawl, and it was warm there. Apostrophe, sometimes it rains, and we creep under a boat or the like of that. Sometimes it's dark, and we get among the gaslights, sitting watching the people as they go along the streets. At last, up comes father, and takes us home. And home seems such a shelter after out of doors. And father pulls my shoes off, and dries my feet at the fire, and has me to sit by him, while he smokes his pipe long, after you are abed, and I notice that father's is a large hand, but never a heavy one when it touches me, and that father's is a rough voice, but never an angry one, when it speaks to me. So, I grow up, and little by little father trusts me, and makes me his companion, and, let him be put out as he may, never once strikes me. Apostrophe, the listening boy gave a grunt here, as much as to say, but he strikes me though. Apostrophe, apostrophe, those are some of the pictures of what is past, Charlie. Apostrophe, cut away again, apostrophe, said the boy, and give us a fortune-telling one, a future one. Apostrophe, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.